This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Con, Lechavad HaNisuyim Shel Yaakov and Dvora.
Beis Nissen, Wednesday the 13th of March, Rabbi Shragi Kalis, Cosmetics, Medicines, on Pesach.
Topic specifically of cosmetics and medicines in Pesach specifically is a very difficult topic. And the reason is because Pesach, unlike any other Isser, as we know, is already also b'mashu. Pesach is an Isser that's also already even a mashu. So one that has cosmetics, he has medicines, we'll see in a moment, he has different types of perfumes and shampoos and soaps. And so the first reaction he has, how much chametz could possibly be in there? But we know chametz is also b'mashu, number one. Chametz is also b'ano, unique to the Isser of chametz. So one's going to say, what am I doing? I'm having a shampoo, I'm using deodorant, it's only ano. What am I doing, sach hakol? But chametz is also b'ano, the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha brings down, it's in Tav Mem Gimel, it came out the Pasuk in the Torah, but the examples Mishabur brings down, it's in Tav Mem Gimel. So we can't say, I'm only getting Hana. Another problem is the person is going to say, well, my chametz is, some say this, I won't use it, but I'll just keep it. But we know that chametz is also even of ownership. Ownership is already also with chametz. So therefore this, all these problems together make it that this is a very real shaila. And people, you know, maybe they laugh. Sometimes they laugh. They go into a store and they see a floor cleaner and it says kosher l'Pesach, and maybe want to make shidduch with it later, but it's maybe not a joke. It's something that has to be mizyachis to. So, and besides, b'frat, whatever I'll say today has to go in with the understanding that Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Mem Beis and Zivav brought on the Mishabru over there. You can never laugh at anyone's minig, especially on Pesach, we'll say, but b'frat, it was said on Pesach, that whatever there is in Minhagim and the Chum, the Pesach, the Lashim, they sit in one place, the Chumras Anashim in Kates. There's no gvul to the Chumra of the Nashim. So certainly, this goes into it. So Bez Hashem, let's try today to Mevarer. Now, to go one by one through all of them, besides my lists come from either America or Eretz Yisrael, so, and besides the fact that it would be a little bit tedious to go through one by one, this is yes kosher, this is not kosher, I think it would be a little bit not l'toyeles. So instead, we'll go through the Yisoides, and Bez Hashem, from that, the oil of themselves will be able to know Bez Hashem what to do, what's yes allowed, what's not allowed. There's another Yisoid from the Ran on Dafid Gimel Mebeis, which is a tremendous Yisoid. Most of the Yisoidis we're speaking today come from Simon and Tav Mem Beis. Tav Mem Beis is really the major makim for all of these halachas. It's a difficult Simon, but if you know the Yisoidis, it becomes a very easy Simon actually. There's a Ran, and Gimel Mebeis, that the Ran says that why is it that Seor is awesome? Now Seor, for all those that don't know, is yeast. Actually, our yeast is not really yeast. Our yeast is actually mutter to keep on Pesach. Our yeast is really not the meal of yeast bechlal. And in those days, the yeast was a sourdough, and that was etzachal emes a chametz. And the Shailis, the Ran asked already, what's the problem with Seor? Seor is not edible. Nobody can eat Seor. It's totally inedible. It's not something that bechlal has any value or food about. So the Ran says, he said Godel, that hoyel veroy l'chamea by yisay Achedus, since it's something that you can go and use it, and we'll call it in our English an additive. It's something that can be put into something else in order to give it texture, to give it taste, to give it something, whatever it is. It's something that does for something else. And that is also a major yisoid in chametz. Because even if we'll have things that are themselves not considered chashiv in chametz, but if they themselves are something that has the ability to be mechametz, something else, make some other food, it'd be an additive for a different food, that's also a yisoid in chametz. And this yisoid is brought over here in Tav Mem Beis. Now, Lemaisa, to make a long story short, is the Gemara Masechet Chavala Mem Beis. And the Gemara tells a story over there about a little bilka. A bilka that was harchai chaydim zmanoi. It was a roll, and it was burnt before the zman of Isser Chometz. The Gemara says over there, if it was burnt before the zman of Isser Chometz, then it is mutter behanoi after the zman of Isser Chometz. In other words, you take a roll, and you make it manish with the charcoal, make it black, it's totally black now, inside, outside, the whole way through. So now it is mutter behanoi afterward. It seems to be it's lost its status of chametz. But the Gemara is very meduyek. The Gemara says it's mutter behanoi after the zman Isser. You're not to get anoy from it. You can go and throw it around, you can sit on it, you can do something with it, sell it. But it seems to be that the Gemara is meduyek, that it is not mutter beachila. It seems to be it's not allowed to be eaten. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara says over there, if you were charchal after this man, if already it became Yisr Chametz, a person finds Chametz on Pesach, so then already is no games. Then already has to burn it, get rid of it, and he can't get any out. No, after this man, there's different rules. That's the Gemara. This Gemara seems to be a little bit outdated. What's that have to do with us? And hopefully we're not finding any Chametz on Pesach. Hopefully we're not burning Chametz before Pesach. What's in the Geos, this Gemara? This is the Geos in every single action of every one of our shilas of cosmetics. Because the major issue over here is that all the things, all the products that we will be dealing with, the creams and the lotions and medicines for that matter, etc., all these nyanim, everything that we'll be dealing with, are all in halacha considered charchai koidim zmanoi. They have become not roi, and we'll see in a minute, not roi lachilas kelev, not roi lachilas adam, but they have become not roi certainly before the zman. So just make an easy case. We'll take the case of regular medicines for a moment that have no taste. Just make an easy case. A regular pill that has no taste and the person doesn't know and he doesn't have a list and he wants to know, is he allowed to take that medicine on Pesach? Of course, it goes without saying if the person will be a chedesh yesh Pesach. So then, why did we take the medicine? Okay, it's a regular case. The person wants to know he has a headache on Pesach and he doesn't have a list or whatnot, and he wants to know, is this medicine mutter to take on Pesach? So applying this Gemara, which is before over here in Shulchan Aruch and Tafmet Beis, this would be an example of Chorchoi Koidim Zmanoi. This would be an example of something that before the Zman of Issa, before Pesach was Chal, this whatever possible wheat or starches that we'll see in a moment that could possibly be in this pill have become charchoi, they become inedible, and certainly not roi lachilas kelev. They're already not roi from before the zman of Isser, and now after the zman of Isser, it's mefurish in the Gemara that this would now be mutter be hano. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So far we're okay, right? What's taking medicine on Pesach? What's taking medicine b'chlat? What's taking medicine is l'chayra ahadra. It's an enjoyment that the person gets. L'chayra, it's ahadra. And it was nifsal before Pesach, so therefore it wasn't chal on it, the iser of chametz. The only thing is Rosh. Rosh over here says that there's a problem. Rosh says, why does the Gemara go out of its way to say chorchoi koidim zmanoi? It's only mutter by law after zman. We just said it's not chametz. If it's not chametz, you should be able to eat it. You should be able to come to the seder, bring it to the seder, and put it on the plate. Why not? The chayra, if it's something that was chorchoi koidim zmanoi, it should be mutter by chidah. No, we shouldn't even say that. And say the Gemara is ladachke. And that chorchoi koidim zmanoi, you're even allowed after zmanoi to actually eat it. However, the Rosh says, the Gemara left Afka, get nervous when they say Gemara's left Afka. So the Rosh says, there's a new problem. There's a problem known as Achshedeh. If you are taking this item, which was burnt before this man, and you are eating it, you're showing by you that that's Choshed, that that's Achila. You're eating it, you're making it, Kilo into food. The Taz says, it's probably not an Issa Deraisa, it's probably only a Drabana, but it's an Issa nonetheless. So now we have a real, real clear picture. With this, we can really, mamish, all of our shaylas will hopefully be the Yushev, the Marshal, and Yeridei, and Sinukuvn, and hey, I'm walking down that if a person is not well, and he has to have a sheretz, some kind of a refuah, that he eats some kind of a sheretz on Nisra, if he burns some kind of a sheretz, it says the Ramah, you're allowed to eat this sheretz on Nisra for the purposes of refuah. Why are you allowed to eat it? We just said a second ago, if something was burnt, you're not allowed. He's talking about chaylas sheyesh b'sakana shalom aleichem. So what's he talking about? He says that if they burnt this sheretz before this man, you're allowed to eat the sheretz. You burnt the sheretz, you're allowed to eat it if you're sick. What's he telling you? You're not allowed to eat it. He just said this achshavei. Achshavei means that you're not allowed to eat it, b'chayra. So here's the side before in the Shagiz Aryeh, it's Mavor Bemis, more in the Ksav Seifer, and other Akhrein have all discussed this Yisai, but really, Mamish, this is the Makor Drama, that it's not the Pshat, that when I am eating that Sheret, that I'm eating it, I'm being machshavit as a food. And not the Pshat, I'm hungry, you know, the pot is bad, or a schnitzel, or a Sheret that's burnt. It's not the Pshat that you're being machshavit as food. But you know what that is? It's Shtender, it's a Shtender, Shtikholz. It is a Shtikholz. But if a Shtikholz will make me better, I'll take a Shtikholz. It's not shot that I'm being mashed it now as a food, as a making it into food for me. A pshat, you know what it is? It's a shtickle, it's a piece of wood. But I want wood. I'm not mashed it as a food. I'm being mashed it as what it is, a piece of wood. But wood makes me better. I take the wood. So therefore, this is the side mavur and dama that since when you're taking it for the purposes of medicine, that doesn't have the chshivas of an achshavei that I'm eating it and I'm turning it into a food. Therefore, that would be mutter, because it remains in the world of something that's not roi l'achila, it's not food, and I'm not taking it as a food, and therefore it's mutter. Now, that Ramah, it's clear, says the Vilna Gaon, that it's only mutter if you don't have another substitute. First of all, it says over there that it's only, if the guy's not sick, if the fellow's not sick, so then it's not mutter, because if he's not sick, then he's obviously hungry. And then we have the problem of achshavei. Another thing is that if he has an option, that's what first the Gemara says, if he has a different option, then he's not allowed to take that other medicine. He would have to take a different medicine. And the Gaon says, because all these things are tchuyah. Avad, it's only a heter that we're saying now. And this is extremely important for the hamshach. Now this, you have the sidus, you have the foundation, and now everything will be clear in medicine. The mashal, number one. Now you understand, you have, let's say, in our chametz, the most that we will have in one of the pills that I just discussed. The regular time, I'm not talking today, I make that clear, about a pill that has a yummy taste. I'm not talking about the children's medicine. It's got ethical emes chametz inside them. I'm not talking about that. That could be emes chametz, and that could be isur gomer. I'm not talking about those types of medicine. I'm talking about a pill. A person has a pill, he's got a condition for this, a heart condition for this, all different things that he has. He doesn't have a list even on his pill. He doesn't know what the chalal is. It's not a pill, it's a common pill. And I'm not talking about that taste. The regular push of the pill, and he wants to know, can I take this on Pesach? So what's the most that it can have in it? The most it will have in it is the binder will be a wheat binder, which is a very, very strong possibility in 60% of the pills. That's the metzias. The binder is a wheat binder. It's made of glue. That was charcha kaidim zman. It was something that was burned before the zman. It was something that became nagroi lachila before the zman of the isachamit. And now when he is taking it, so let's go to Alech Hashmainis. When he's eating it, is he being machshavit as a food? Not. He's not eating it for food purposes. Elamai, what's he taking it for? He's taking it for the shtikot shabbat. He's taking it as a piece of wood. If a wood will make it better, it'll take a piece of wood. So therefore, this would be a case that the poise can bring down. Ramesha Feinstein, except Seifa Bereisham. And this would be a classic application of this, that therefore would be mutter on Pesach to take this pill. And I must tell you that it doesn't mean to be mevatel anybody who has a list and says, oh, the list has all these medicines, whatever. The Maaseh we saw already, the Goyin says, if you have an option, take an option. Well, if you have the option of taking something that doesn't have even the slightest amount of chametz, so you should take that. I must tell you, the Shabbos Aryeh, he's bechlal machmer on this. I can't go into it now. But about the Medina, it is 100% mutter. What? The only thing is if a person has an option, why shouldn't he take the medicine with the option? That's number one. Number two, the few we said right now, this has nothing to do with vitamins. Vitamins, if you look on the box, the vitamin says, I am a food supplement. Food supplement is different. You know what that's called in English? That's called IV. Imagine you as a little, you take an iron pill. What are you doing when you're taking an iron pill? You say, I think you're a shtick liver. I don't like liver, and my mother's going to make me eat it. So I'm like, look, I need to have an iron supplement. What am I doing? I'm being mash of you as food. And that is a major in your opinion in Allah of the Chalal, you have to know. That's an opinion for the whole year. You have to know if your vitamins have a kashrus. That's like by me, Mamasha, I thought the prashit that a vitamin certainly on Pesach. And even the whole year, you have to know what's going on in your vitamin. That's a shayla of Mamasha, Emesa, Achshavei that we're seeing over here, at least the shayla of Nisad Rabbanon. And therefore, that would one would have to yet be Mabarak before he would take such a thing on Pesach. Especially, and even during the year, as we're saying. Number two. Number three is, that's the Gabe, more or less, the medicine. I must tell you, if you have a kidney as binder, in a medicine, and maybe even in a vitamin, is a harvei makim to be makel. Kidneys, as you know, for achen b'nes, vitamin, there's nothing to discuss. For Ashkenazim, as you know, even that we're machmer on kidney, number one, we're not machmer on ownership of kidneys. Rather, kidneys is without to own. Number two, the Mishaburin Simitofnun Gimel, I think it was in Zayin, Mishaburin says over there, that if you have kidneys for a choyla, and this is very negaya for children, have a din of a chayla, babies, a lot of these powdered cereals and the powdered baby formulas that they give the children are kidneys, and you have to know that we're mekel together. Yes, no, we're meyachad, our minigas, we're meyachad in separate pots for the children. You have to know, but the evid you messed up, and you cooked it in your regular pot, but the evid it's also going to be okay, your food. But that's our chumrah. Memela, that chumrah, in a medicine, we're certainly not going to have medicine for sure now, we said anyways, if it's a binder. And a vitamin also in the stomach, it'd be harbi makim to be mekel. It's a bigger topic, harbi makim to be mekel. And therefore, the marshal, the nafkamina of this whole thing is, let's say a person has a pill, and he doesn't know, he punches it, not on the list, or whatever. So, about the harbi makim to be mekel, to take such a pill. So that's shlab aleph. The nice, we go to the next shlab, the shlab of ointments, and the shlab of creams, and the shlab of shampoos and soaps, etc. Again, I must tell you, Mila Atzmi, you know, they once came, I think, to Shlomo Zalman, and they told him something about they said to him, it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev. Shlomo Zalman says, it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev. You know, those are the magic words when it comes to Pesach. Before Pesach, it was really Charka Kerizman. So they, you know, a couple of Bachram, I guess, from Yeshiva called Torah, they went and they fed it to the dog, the poor dog. They went and they fed it to the dog, and they said, the dog ate it for Kerizman, he's asking for more. It's a shame that I'm shaking a hand. You have a crazy dog. Don't do it to me. So, I must tell you, once I heard that, I sort of, you know, I was told, somebody told me that there's not this full college, full universities of people that are sitting there and trying to figure out what foods the dogs like, and there's that, and look at the stuff sometimes, it looks like Babish Cocoa Bus. It's delicious, they're wonderful. So, I don't know what dogs do eat, I don't know what dogs don't eat, and maybe our dogs are, you know, a little bit more finicky now. I don't know, so we're going to keep it to really, you know, the Gedarim of the Paiskim. Before I get into what dogs eat, I know there's people that get up and they shroom about what dogs eat and don't eat. Callus doesn't know from dogs, can't know from dogs. About Kopanim, let's go to view what the Paiskim say over here. There over here, we have a Gemara in Chulin HaKufchav Yes, which is, it's also Gemara Mshalf in MMA, but it's Yisai Gadol. Yisai Gadol, Mamish Yisai Gadol. My father's in the furniture business. So by me, this is Mamish, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, this poor guy, Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't have a chair. Doesn't have a chair, so what does he do? He takes out a Kupa Shel Seor. Alright, he takes out a thing of sourdough, a big shtick holds of sourdough, he takes some yeast, or I don't know what, he goes, he talks to the tit, he paints over it seems to be over there, and he seems to harden it over there, and, chair! As I state, that's the Gemara discusses over there, halachas, but with Megay Hoth, this is brought in halachas, it was Pesach and Tafman Tess, and Tafman Beis and see Tess. Where Shemar said that if you have a kupa shel sar, you are meyachid if it's for edel and emes chometz. Avoy tzav, you eat this b'chayiv korez, no games. This is emes chometz. If you eat it, not achshavei. That's chometz. Chazon Ish writes in one place, if you eat it, it's not achshavei. That's mamash chometz. Achshavei is when you have something that's not really food. Here you have food. If you eat it, you go too. You wouldn't be one of us anymore, Avoy tzav. About kapanim, zavt shulchan aruch. If you are meyachid it for a table, a chair, whatnot. So, I'm going to match it for a table, actually. I can get a different. I'm going to match it for a chair, says the Shulchan Aruch, your mutter to sit on it on Pesach. Now this, Yediya, is tremendous. First of all, we see over here that whenever you're not over on the halachas of Bal Yiroh, whenever you're not over on ownership of Chometz, you're allowed to get Hanah from it also. Okay, because he's sitting on it. He's getting Hanah. Now, why are you not over on Bal Yiroh? Bal Yiroh, you're owning, you own Chometz. Teretz is. So, a new concept. That once I was in the Yachidit, I no longer am Machsh of this thing. I did it obviously before Pesach. But I made it, this is chair. It's no longer a Chametz. We look at it as chair. So then, just like the concept of Bittel, the concept of Bittel means that I'm Machsh of it like Afra to Aaron. It's not something the Torah puts into my Rishos as of when Pesach comes in. So too, this thing that I look at as not food, I look at it as a chair, so then the Torah is not going to put it mitzvah hilchus achila into my rishus as of when the chametz came in. I hope everyone understood why I descended to Mount Galaga himself in four different places. That one, the Torah is to put this into your rishus. The Torah is what's put the chametz idea into your rishus. So not everything comes into your rishus. Only things that you're machshiv as comes to regular food. Even if you're not thinking about it, go back into your rishus. Mashegen, if you have a chair, it's by you a chair. This is not chametz. Not to eat it, no gains. If you eat it, that second you'll be over on Bali Rod, you'll be over on everything. I don't know, we'll put a bunch of chalabos if you want. You'll be over on everything if you eat it. But the gabi is the owner. Now, once it's not over on Bali Rod, so then, it's not chalabos in these rules, I can even get a hand off of it. I can sit on that chair. The thing was, it's a very nice gemara, so it's still be us. A very abstract gemara is very not abstract. This gemara is, say this, and this is something that gets constant mention over here in Tafman Beis. In Siv Tess, in Siv Aleph, in Siv Beis, when it comes to Akita, when it comes to Yod, in Siv Yod, in every single Sif over here, in Siv Dalet, when it comes to Triyaka, in every single Sif over here, we have this concept that you have something, listen closely, Rabbi Yisrael, you have something which had a Tzura of Chometz was nifsat from it, the washing of the Shulchan Aruch. Your Tzura of Chometz, I think in Siv Gimel, he writes, you have these begotten, these clothing that were washed in chayv chita. It was washed in some kind of a chametz. So Shabbos says, don't use that as your tablecloth for the seder, because the dot might get in. Don't use it for the tablecloth at the seder. But what about ownership? You have chametz. No, that doesn't bother us. All these things, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You can use it to wear it. You can wear it. That's not a problem. You'll have to get on that. Shame suras chametz say medes. The tzur of chametz, plus the tzur of chametz. Look at the points a little bit about the mish explicit. It doesn't mean that we're talking something that's not roi lachilas kelev and whatnot, because it says in the first Mishabura, make sure it doesn't go on your table. So we see it's chametz. It is chametz. But it's something that lost mitzad the rules of chashivas, of ownership of chametz, it doesn't have it. Again, I tell you, this is the yisaydei of understanding of the rest of all cosmetics and everything. Because all of the things that we're talking, let's just make an easy case. You have a floor cleaner, okay? I don't know, the wife's going to come home today. What do you say? You have to have a floor cleaner? and the tachlis. Yes, no. Floor cleaner. Before we get to the soap standard, a floor cleaner. Just to make it an easy case. Whatever chametz is in there, if there is, there isn't, I don't know, but whatever chametz is possibly in there is certainly mitzvah of the tzuris chametz. It's certainly not something that person's misyakas to his chametz. It's not a gevichlai. It doesn't misyakas here chametz. But there might be in there. There might be a whole build a whole schnitzel. I don't know what's going on in there. It's because there are stuff in there. I don't know. Abakopanim, inside there, it's definitely mitzvah of the tzuris chametz. So now, is it less than the kupas tzar that I was miyachid it and I set it aside now for the purposes of something that's not non-eichaldic food? And again, this has nothing to do, I want to make that clear. Kalis doesn't know what dogs eat. I don't know if you would take this and feed it to your dog if you'd have to go to Leviah this afternoon. I do not know. Right? But is it something that is definitely nifsa the tzuris chametz? You did something to it and you're master to 100%. There's no shaila in the world. So therefore, now I want to know, can I get an offer from it? He says, yes. Could I go and use it and eat off of that thing? Maybe not. I don't know, right? Because maybe there is a dot of chametz in there. But let's just use an example of a floor cleaner, which is certainly not something to eat off of. There wouldn't be a problem. And the mashal, the fetus, everybody said, shampoos. I know I'm saying big kedushim today. I know that. But, you know, that's why they, Baruch Hashem for Dirsha, that we can get together and they could tell me, I can say all the big kedushim I want. That's what they told me. But when it comes to soaps and shampoos, and we'll see what, but eye drops, and I don't know why, all these types of things, okay? Don't make the nearest maybe to things I didn't say yet, but all of these in Ghana, most of them, something has been done to the tzuris chametz that is inside of it, has certainly been nifsa, and it's mamish mabru over here. I can't, I didn't have a chair, I was very tired last night, especially until I got in front of the mishabru after I got home from the second chair. Well, so I counted only 17 places where this is cited before in Sinner Tuffin and Bays, but Tzitachin, there's more. I'm telling you, if Tzitachin, there's more, Pasha, I was tired and it was late, but there's 17 places I counted the mishabru before this is cited. Now, the marshal, I want to give you an example. So you have a cream. A cream, again. We hold sichas not kishtia. It comes as a shock, right? We always heard in our lives, sicha kishtia, right? We hold sichas not kishtia. Mela, all these things again, whatever's in there. I must tell you that there are certain things that are very big yesh ladin. Somebody told me there's a cream and has wheat germ in it, and they told me that the wheat knack is the knack of the wheat, that you're getting that nut from the wheat, and the push is only, you see, like, flakes there. Why not? None of that could be different than what we're talking about. That could be the wheat itself is what's giving you that hanah. Okay, it's not mitzvah to us. Chametz, you say, there's a piece of meat and you're getting hanah from the wheat, right? The kupasor, you're not getting hanah from the chametz factor shabbat. Obviously, you're getting hanah from the chair shabbat. So that's why it's all different thing. I'll give you another example of this, if I say. I don't even tell you anything. You have these, again, it sounds like the chedushim. You know, your kids, I don't know what goes on. I remember we were growing up in America, and I used to tell us, my kids don't make it like this. But they used to have these macaroni arts and crafts. I know what I'm talking about. They have these macaroni arts and crafts. So, now, I give you an example. Sometimes you have the macaroni arts and crafts, and you're trying to say, these are the shittest meaning. And, you know, here's a picture of an olive, and here's a this, and you have this is wheat, and they're using that as wheat. That's chametz. You know, chametz gomer. You better burn it. Burn the picture. Take the kid outside, and then burn the picture. That's chametz. You're saying, this is wheat. That's another problem. But sometimes you have that they manage to make something out of macaroni, and they paint it. Right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? That's mamish tachbite. That's this case. That's mamish this case. You did a mitzvah to it, which definitely was massive the tzuris chametz. You basically took this thing of chametz, made it into a chair. That's what you did. You made this thing into an arts and crafts. Again, I reiterate, if you make it that the arts and crafts is the wheat, and you're saying, this is wheat, that's chametz. That's chametz gone. I think another thing. Hey, tell me what you think about this. I used to say over in the shir, Play-Doh. Right, salt. And when you eat it, you'll see. And it's got some food colorings in it, which are explicitly on the package, not toxic. Don't worry if your children eat it, it's on the package, right? And it's mamish. Evan's comments. I used to say over the shear, this is tachbetit. That's what I used to say in the shear. Years ago, I used to say in the shear, this is mamish tachbetit, this is mamish the kupa shel tzar. Right? I took this box, and I was miyachid it now as a chair, and I thought it would be mutter gomer. Okay, to eat it, you can't eat it, right? And maybe you shouldn't give it to the kids, because they're going to wind up eating it later, but and you're also just let it near the table. Right? My buddy said, no games. If you let it near the table, that goes into food. It's not a shiloh of gibrox, my buddy said. It's a shiloh of chametz. It's a emes chametz. So, this is what I used to say in the shir, and recently I was chayzer. After recently, 2 years ago, I spoke about this with Yashin, and Yashin was like Michalei, and I explained to the Nimark. This is important to understand for the Lumbus, because I saw today, we saw a lot of coolness today, so you have to see the contrast back and forth. It's a tightrope over here. By the chair, again, the chiluk in every chiluk might make the difference. If by the chair, when you take this sourdough and you put over it the tit and whatnot, and you make it into a chair, so you want the chair, you don't want the chair, you don't want the softness of dough, you want it to be a hard chair which is covered over. You want the volume shabai, right? That's what you want. You want just the not value, I don't know what the word is, you want the reality of it to fill it up. You want the stuffing shabai. You want it to be the stuffing. You give me a word, Rabbi. What do you have words? But? You want the mass. You want the mass, Shabbat. Good, good. The mass, Shabbat. You want the mass. You want the mass. Nope. But again, when it comes to the play dough, what do you want? You want to play with dough. That's what you want. You want to play with dough. And you put it inside there something. It's not paint. You put it in there. Not toxic ink. You're basically putting food coloring. It's your challah. You made a cookie dough. And you said, here's your kid. You know, I got to lose that. I'm going to tell you the secret. Everybody said, I think Play-Doh came probably like from 300 years ago in Radin. As I eat the Shabbos, I given the kid who gespielt the same from the Shigge gemacht. You know, it's given the Erev Pesach. Macht it the same Shigge. Maybe not Erev Pesach, sorry. Erev Sikki is a gemacht. And the Macht it the same Shigge. Something came to... No, that's all a bissel chalot. That's all my line. Get up there. Yo, they go outside. They came out. Don't. It's wonderful. You can make it into people. Make it into chassid. No, it's all day, you know. It's like a lot of fun and stuff, right? It's wonderful. No, mamish. And I think that's where it came from. Unfortunately, I think some goy got the idea. Whatever, finished. About Kopanim, we're still in courts over it. Don't ask. About Kopanim, that's where it came from. Just dough. So what you give the kid to play? We gave dough. We get. You wouldn't have maybe made this chiluk if you weren't. If the mind wasn't on. You see, Shulchan Aruch, everything's modern. Blah, blah. It's not so simple. Not so simple. That's why Hevel Yashiv. I had to sit from him that that would be a major problem. I have to get rid of Play-Doh. I used to say over Mount Halak, everywhere I go, I tell it over. And I used to say it's mutter, based on these klalim. I see, I made a mistake. It's based on these klalim. Now you understand another dogma. I'll give you one more dogma, but you say, this is Shvogveld. This is too controversial. This is Shvogveld. Ah, there's one more thing. There's one more thing, about you say. That... So again, the Baisai, the Marshal. If he says, I'm a strong proponent, I know there's a rug that maybe is mad, I'm a strong supporter of the fact that if you have mouthwashes and toothpaste, those need a hash, in my opinion. And Mamish goes in, and Roy Lachil is telling us something. I can't say these things, Narishkeit and Nishnarishkeit. Not this one I can say is Narishkeit. Somebody said that a dog is they don't need the toothpaste. It's not Roy Lachil, it's Kelev. Right? A boy said they love the stuff. And mamish love the stuff. I know personally the dogs say mamish, they go after it, like you can't imagine toothpaste and mouthwash. You can't say things like this and not Roy Lachil, it's Kelev. These things are made in the oyster that belong to human beings. Right? One time, I gave a shiur about this, and then the shiur was saying, I can't swear if it's Roy Lachil's Kelev or not Roy Lachil's. I said, but, Yigamon gets up in the shiur, he says, well, 2 weeks ago, he's in Shari Tzedek Hospital. So, about to find out I'm wrong. Why is he in Shari Tzedek Hospital? Because his son drank a bottle of mouthwash. Drank a mamish bottle and drank down some. His kid's gonna be, he's gonna know how to hold the whiskey one day, right? The kid drank a bottle of mouthwash, I guess his matzah was bad with milk later. So he gave the kid a bottle of mouthwash. They get to the hospital, they laugh at it. Bottle of matzah, what do you want to do here? So you bring it. It's worse to drink a bottle of Coke. You take a penny, you put a penny in the bottle of Coke, in the morning you won't be there. It says, I'm drinking a bottle of mouthwash, you're comparable. What do you want from us? It's not. It's Roy Lachila, it's Roy, Lashtia, it's wonderful, you can use it for delicatessen. I know it's going to happen. What do you say to him? Yeah, I know, I said you can use Mustarine for delicatessen. But Al Kupanim, so Roy Lachila is this year. Right, and to put it in your mouth, and to say you're not going to... I'm Chayshish Derisis here. I'm Chayshish major Derisis. No games. I'm Chayshish major Derisis over here. And that's nothing to do with what we spoke about today, do you think? I tell you, there's a truth from Rav Moshe, I think it was in Chelik Beis and Samach Gimel, also was difficult for me. I'm beginning to understand it a little bit. He discusses of their perfumes. And perfumes, he seems to be much more machmer. Here in today's Shir, you would have thought... In English, they say perfume. 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 Okay, sorry. In the Maisa, I would have thought the people were saying today that Maisa perfumes would be something smoother. It's not Sikha Kishtiya, and they definitely Nifsa the Tzuris HaChametz. This is what I would have thought. And the Maisa Rav Moshe made a ninja war against it. Made a war that if you have ethyl alcohol, I'm not talking about rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol is, I think it's called the Is something alcohol, that's mutagomer. I don't know what's called in English, but that's not mutagomer, it's not alcohol. It's not grain alcohol. But of course, ethyl alcohol is a major problem. Ethyl alcohol, a lot of these perfumes have ethyl alcohol in them. And Lemaisa, to make a long story short, I would have thought that the people were saying she's mother. And even what compounds the problem is that Ramesha writes over there that the reason why these perfumes would be, if they are a problem, they would be a problem. He says, because if the matzah was really bad, a person would distill it, and he would make it into alcohol, and he would drink it. Right? The matzah, I mean, it's Yadua, one of the American president's wife, once say, about Kapanim, when the matzah was really bad, and the drinking was really bad, Fregnish, so she did this. The matzah, Fregnish, right? You walk up one day, looking for the order, and there she is, that's the matzah. But you see, this bothered me. So what? I could also take the kupasar, and I can turn it into a schnitzel sandwich. Right? Why am I chayshish that he's going to do that? Why? Or not just why am I chayshish? He was miyachid for something else, right? So at least I'm beginning to understand this a little bit more. Because here, I'm under the impression that the alcohol content, which is the perfume, again, I'm going to say something sounds funny, you can really drink this stuff. Now again, Ramesha in the truth doesn't sound like I'm saying. I'll admit it. I don't exactly know what went on over here, but the alcohol itself, the alcohol content in some of these perfumes, of course, your perfume might not be to get the cloud what I'm talking about. If your perfume doesn't have alcohol, if it's not natural, this, that, whatever, it might not be to get the entire shayla we're talking about. I mean, I say the word perfumes, I'm referring to also some deodorants, not, of course, the sticks. The sticks is not a gay, that would be Mutagomer, according to what we say today. And soaps are Mutagomer today, according to what we said, etc. But the perfume specifically, somebody told me also Purell, the Metzias I did not know about, but apparently 65% ethyl alcohol. And that ethyl chametz, and the fetus, the understanding, you really, again, you technically could drink it, and the roif of it is alcohol. Again, my statistics might be only for America. I admit that. That last one, I shouldn't have maybe thrown in the word Purell. But the idea is here, it's a roif of the emissa chametz. It's a roif of, let's say, of a perfume. It's a roif of this ethyl alcohol, really technically you could drink, and therefore Kanira, this case for Bishael, is not so poshut to look at this and to just say that it's already been nifsed the Tzuras Chametz. Only nifsed the Tzuras Chametz when the Chametz is not the end, and the roiv of it is not that. Now this is difficult, because you'll say, what do you mean? The Kupasaur is one big shtick chultz, but you have to remember, over there we covered it over, as the Gemara says. We took a piece of paint and something, and we covered it over the gamre. So even though you could undo it and scoop it out, but in the matzah that it is right now, you don't have the chametz. I admit, that one is a stretch. That one is difficult, and I would definitely, if a person told me that, there's no shayla mitzach chumr de chametz, that he shouldn't use these this perfume. If somebody just said it would be awesome, if somebody would come to me afterward and tell me that he has this perfume and he forgot to sell it or whatever, that would be makel to be able that he'd be able to keep it. That they wouldn't have a din of chametz she'ava alav a pesach. And we don't just say the haben achar kosher sameach. It's also haben azisa pesach. Azisa pesach.